in perspective of what's involved with this, okay? And so we'll start in Matthew chapter 26 and begin in verse 26. It says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to his disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom.' And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." Now, in this text, Jesus, first of all, he's just a few short hours away from being arrested, and of course, all the brutality involved with his when he's detained, and then ultimately he'll hang on the cross for our sins. But this particular text, Jesus is celebrating the ceremonial final meal with his disciples, and it's referred to as the Last Supper. He broke bread and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and he gave thanks for that, and he passed it away around, and then said to his disciples, "This is my blood, which is shed for the remission of sins." And this represents a transition from the old to the new. Going forward, the church would begin to celebrate a new covenant meal by breaking the bread that we will break tonight and drinking of not wine, but the fruit of the vine tonight, grape juice. We'll do that together as a church in remembrance of Jesus, okay? And of course, we call it not the Last Supper, but the Lord's Supper. That's what we refer to it as. This meal replaces what was in the Old Testament times and the times before Jesus' death upon the cross was the Passover meal. And so for us today, there's no need for us to bring a lamb to the altar and have his blood shed for the remission of sins, because Jesus is the Lamb of God and he took care of that for us. Sacrificed one time, once is all it took for the sins of the world when he died upon the cross. There's no need for us to place the blood of the lamb on the doorpost of our homes, as they did in the Old Testament times and the times before Jesus died upon the cross, because what the placement of the blood upon the door was for the death angel to pass over that home. And so there's no need for that, because by faith we received the benefits of the blood of Christ. It's ours. The death angel will pass over us. We're not going to die. We're going to die physically someday, but we live eternally because our soul has been redeemed and the blood of Christ is applied to us. So when God sees us, he sees the blood of Jesus. So Jesus is our Passover lamb. And so the centuries-old practice of the Passover celebration and the ceremonial meal that had began way back there in the wilderness when Moses was the leader of Israel, that was always a picture of what Christ would one day do for you and I. It pointed to his future sacrifice. It looked forward and was the hope of our spiritual fathers. So once Jesus accomplished his redemptive work upon the cross, there was no longer a reason for a Passover meal, but rather this supper that we observe is an ordinance that's given to the church by Jesus, not to look forward to anything, but rather to look backward at what the Lord Jesus has already done for us. And so that's what this is all about. It's in remembrance of what Christ has done. And so that's just kind of a simple explanation of the transition from the old Passover meal to the new, what we call Lord's Supper, okay? With that, if you'll turn in your Bibles over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians 11, and beginning of verse 23, we'll read throughout the remainder of the chapter. Verse 23 says, the Apostle Paul says, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." Now, we just read about that. "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament, my blood. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For often as ye eat this blood and drink this cup, do ye show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let every man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many are asleep. And he simply sleep by sleep, he's meaning many are dead, have died. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye not come together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. So as we approach the time that we'll pass out the bread and the juice, we want to take just a few moments and look at what was said in verse 27 and 28, when the scripture tells us that we should examine ourselves. And the reason for this examination is because, as he spoke of, we don't want to dishonor the Lord by partaking of this ordinance in a way that is offensive to him, because we are unworthy. And here's some examples of partaking of the Lord's Supper in a way that we're unworthy. One is if you're not a born again Christian. Certainly, if you've been saved and you've not followed through with believer's baptism, that's an act of disobedience, okay? It's important that we be baptized before we save. And so I would urge you, even if you've just been saved and not baptized, to not partake of the Lord's Supper if you're refusing that baptism, okay? The other could be simply that our hearts are not right. We're in rebellion towards God. We're doing some things in our life that God has told us to get corrected. Perhaps we're involved in something that's out of line with his word, and he's shown it to us, and we refuse to change that. That's rebellion. And so that would be a heart that's not prepared to really reflect on Jesus and what he's done and appreciate it, because we're not accepting of what he's trying to tell us to do. And so these are the sort of things that we take time to examine ourselves about. A time, if you prefer, you could bow at this altar. You could just pray right where you are in this brief time that we take. But it might be a time that you want to confess some things and say, I want to get this out of the way and have my heart clean before the Lord. Whatever the case is, it's between you and the Lord. We don't police this. We don't refuse to pass out the supper to any particular person. That's not what we're about. We allow each person to do it themselves, and of course parents to help monitor their children as to whether they feel as though it's appropriate for them or not. Okay. And so what we'll do, and we won't have the piano because these ladies might have a time of examination themselves, we'll take just a few moments here and just a silent prayer, and then I will close us in prayer, and then we'll get started and serve the supper. Father, we're so thankful tonight that we can be a part of something like this, Lord, remembering, Lord, through this supper, what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, the shed blood, Lord, the fact that he accomplished salvation through the death on the cross, and then he overcame the grave, secured eternal life for us. Lord, we thank you for this time of year, Lord, that this particular Sunday that we celebrate our risen Savior. Lord, as we partake of this supper, I pray that you'll help each one of us to have hearts that are honorable to you, Lord, that we can, if we partake of this, we can do it in the right manner. And Lord, we're all sinners, we know that, and we all fall short. But certainly we know, God, that you want us to take this seriously. Lord, I appreciate the church that you've given us, Lord, the family, the body of Christ that we're a part of here, and their faithfulness, their commitment. Lord, they're taking this as a very important time, and that's why they're here tonight, and I pray that you'll bless each and every person that's involved here. Father, I just want to take a time and apologize, Lord God, for our nation and what we see happening around us, Lord, the dishonor and the disrespect and the total neglect of your truth by our country to a great extent. There are many God-fearing, Bible-believing people in this country, and for them I don't apologize, Father, but for those that would rebel against your word and against your son Jesus, Lord, have mercy on us for that. And we are apologetic, Lord. We are a great nation because you made us a great nation, and we appreciate the freedom that we have, and we love our country. But we don't love what we've done to you, Lord. And we apologize. I pray that you'll be merciful to us. God, for those that are in leadership positions from the White House all the way down to the local commissioners, we pray, God, that people would do right. We pray, God, that you would burden the hearts of those that are doing wrong, and that they would make decisions, Lord, that are honorable to you and in line with your word. We pray, God, that for the remainder of our time tonight, that you'll speak to us and allow us, Lord, as we remember what you've done, Lord Jesus, allow us to appreciate and, Lord, allow us to enjoy reflecting on what we have through Christ Jesus. Lord, it's a privilege. We thank you for this ordinance, and we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'll ask these fellas if they'll come that I have asked to come help us tonight serve the supper.
The bread is symbolic of Christ Jesus' body that was given as a substitute for you and I. I want to ask Brother Chad if he'll lead us in a word of prayer. Scripture says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. Juice is, of course, symbolic of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was freely shed for you and I for the remission of sins. So I'll ask Brother Elbert to lead us in prayer. Scripture says, and after the same manner, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup, the New Testament of my blood, this do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Scripture says in Matthew chapter 6, rather 26 and verse 30, after they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. So Brother David's going to come and lead us in a hymn. If you'd like to take those cups and set them right on the floor in front of you or in a chair beside you, we'll go around after this is over and get them picked up. So,
all right, if you'd stand with us. This is a family meal. We're a church family, so we always ask you to stretch across the aisles and grab the hand of those next to you as we sing this song, My Jesus, I Love Thee. Here we go. My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love Thee for wearing the thorns on Thy brow. So grateful that You loved us enough that You'd send Your only Son to live a sinless life and willingly go to an old rugged cross and pay a sin debt that He did not owe. It was my sin debt. Lord, I pray that we would not just go through the motions of this service tonight, of this ordinance. But God, I pray that we would contemplate about the price that was paid so that we could have everlasting life. God, tonight I'm grateful for each one that is gathered here tonight. God, I pray that You'd bless us as we leave this place and we go out into the world. God, help us to be good witnesses. Help us to tell those around us that Jesus loved them enough to give His life so that they could have life. God, we're thankful that You didn't stay on the cross, but You went to the grave. And as we celebrated this morning and every Sunday morning, You arose, walked on the face of the earth for 40 days, and at the end of that 40 days, from Mount Olivet, You ascended into the heavens. And Lord, You've told us that one of these days You're going to come again and receive us unto Yourself, as the Brother Chris preached about this morning. And God, I pray that You'd help us to live our lives in anticipation of Your coming once again. God, once again, we love You. We're thankful for all that You do for us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.